Corporal Jason Barber from the high-level RCMP joins us on the line this morning. Thank you very much, sir, for joining us. First of all, let's talk about idling vehicles, especially in the fact that it's minus 40 degrees right now or thereabouts. Just get your comments, if I can, please, as a bit of an icebreaker on the fact that idling vehicles are quite vulnerable to theft.
Yeah, they are. It's important to keep all your valuables out of sight and make sure you lock your vehicle when you're heading into the store if you're going to leave it running.
How easy is it for this to happen? I'm not specifically talking about the high-level area. I'm talking more the Peace region in general and throughout the province that seems to be under a cold snap. How easy is it for this to happen?
It's very easy. If your vehicle's left open and your keys are in it, someone can easily walk in and take your vehicle and take any valuables out of it. It happens a lot more in the southern areas.
How can we break the way of thinking to say, hey, it's okay to leave the car but take the keys out of it? How easy is it that we can break this way of thinking, saying, oh, it'll never happen to us and things like that?
Yeah, I think just general reminders. I know that there's been media releases put out throughout Alberta to remind people to take their keys out and make sure everything's locked up. Yeah, it's just to be aware of it and be aware that could happen anywhere.
We talked about taking the keys out. How are some other ways, or what are other ways to sort of protect ourselves from theft happening, especially now, because we don't want it to happen during Christmas season?
No, for sure. And it's just to kind of give yourself a reminder. Some people have maybe the club, the old steering wheel lock that they can put on their vehicle as well. Yeah, I think it's just important to make sure that you are locking things up. And
that will work just fine. I appreciate it. Corporal Jason Barber is with the high-level RCMP, and sir, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
No problem, Keith.